Hello, my brothers and sisters. This is Jeff McMullen, and I'm sitting with Rosalie Cunneth Monks, who is running for the Senate as a candidate for the Northern Territory in this coming federal election for the Australian First Nations Political Party. So if you see in your ballot AFNPP, that stands for the Australian First Nations Political Party. Rosalie, you might like to tell people, why do we need now an Australian First Nations Party?
First of all, I'd like to say hello to everyone too. I think many people know me. I'm from the community of Yurupunja, which is in the Illawarra Nation. And I did have, you know, I got a fright when I was approached to run for the seat in Lingiari, for the Senate seat, that is. Jeff, you asked me why I feel strongly about running for the Senate. The fact is, every Aboriginal people know in the Northern Territory we've just come out of the intervention. I hear that word around today everywhere. The intervention to us was like Australia declaring war on us. And in the process, they demonised and dehumanised Aboriginal men, women, and children. And that is the reason that I'm running for the First Nations. First Nation people are us, Aboriginal people.
And so the foundations of what you're trying to do is bound up in your rights as the First Nations people to be of your land, to stay on your land, and to roll this intervention off your land.
Absolutely, Jeff. It is our land. A lot of us have not moved off our land. Please note when I say our land, it's not just a few generations that we've been there. We've been on those lands for thousands of years. Thousands of years. Singing our songs that binds us to that earth. Speaking our language and performing our beautiful rituals, our ceremonies. I am proud that I have on my kulaman, my langara, that pattern that goes on my body, which is my identity. It's not just something that's apart from me and that I can wash it off, but it is the story of generations and generations of the Apangata woman from the land on which I live. And I live on that land with absolute right to that land. And this is what we're being accosted about and asked for leases by our government. To me, it's wrong. If it's not wrong, I need someone to spell it out to me and say, it is not your land. But in the eyes of the legal system of both the Westminster and definitely through my tribal law, I know I belong there.
Even international law and the Human Rights Authority of the United Nations has acknowledged that it is your Aboriginal lands that is at stake here, that it is Aboriginal land. And yet the criticism of the United Nations, the fact that the Australian government removes the protection of the Racial Discrimination Act from your people, it seems to have had no impact on government. Is it going to take new legal agreements? You are calling, you are the only party that are calling for treaties a set of treaties for peoples in different places to be able to clearly establish legal rights that the Australian government at the moment is abusing or trampling under their feet.
Absolutely. I think we're the only ones, but I think it's well overdue that we challenge now the Australian government to realise and admit, not go into denial, that the lands belong to us. We are not people that will say nobody's allowed on that land. We are people that are inclusive. We grew up sharing whatever we had with our neighbours. And guess what? We didn't look at the colour of those people. If there was a lonely white woman isolated by the distance from any township on a station, we looked after that woman. And we also looked after the children. We embraced them as fellow human beings. It is now time for the government of the day to say, yes, the Aboriginal people are our brothers and sisters, and they have a right, an absolute inherent right, to share the wealth of this nation.
Your major promises, your pledges in the First Nations Party, you're actually saying cultural diversity. You're recognising that in Australia now we are probably the most mixed up mob on earth, that we've got probably over 200 different languages, reflecting the fact that there were always hundreds, 250 or more different Aboriginal languages here. So the world's oldest unbroken culture is the world's oldest unbroken multicultural country. You're saying we should be celebrating that diversity. That's a very important feature of your party approach in this election.
Celebrating the diversities of cultures that are in Australia, and also celebrating the humanity that's in Australia, and caring for those and sharing, that's a part of our makeup. And this is what the First Nations Party is trying to bring into fruition, I guess, or trying to achieve and right the wrongs that have been done. I've asked the question in my mind, what is it about Aboriginal people that frightens our white brothers and sisters? Is it our white brothers and sisters? Or is it only the legislation that is drawn up by governments in isolation from us? We're not at the table talking about it. We're not saying we want to share in the thoughts and the way we care and look after the country. We're not a party to it. We've just been cast right into the depth of despair and control by the parties that are in government.
You're using the word about caring for one another, caring for all peoples, caring for country. That's a very different tone to a lot of the language we hear from the politicians in this election is really very selfish. But you're saying caring for one another and caring for country, that's the Aboriginal way of looking after.
Yeah, and a lot of the mainstream vested interests, such as mining companies, such as the people in government, whether they're public servants or not, they will probably say, I'm naive. No, sorry, this is the way we live, right here and now, in 2013. We do care, and we do absolutely care for our lands. Now, take away from that land, take it away through the system of the intervention, which will fine our children staying away from school. Well, you don't want to go to school because immediately you are made to feel second class. in a mixed school, immediately you are told to sit in a corner, almost. And this is why a lot of our children drop out of school earlier than they should. But that ingrained feeling that you get from the authorities is so painful and hurtful. No child's going to take that. They want the security and safety of their culture. Now, in saying that, it sounds like rhetoric, but it's not. In saying that, we value our system and we are hungry to learn and access other knowledges that are outside of that culture. But first of all, we've got to feel that we are safe and secure, not only on our land, but also with our language and, as I said before, with our dances and so forth, because that identifies who we are.
So for the Australian First Nations political party, AFNPP, that's something that sets you apart from most of the other politics in this country. You're saying Aboriginal languages and the respect for culture and watching it thrive at the youngest age,
yes,
in children is a very important part of how to get this right, how to make everything right.
Jeff, it's a part of the healing process that has to take place in Australia. And I call on all Australians to really have a good look at it and to see where the healing can begin. We do not want the awful things that are happening in other countries where there really is conflict. And that conflict then becomes physical. That's not what these wise, wonderful, your own people of Australia, that's not the way we think.
There's so much wealth here to share. There's so much wealth at the moment coming out of Aboriginal lands. Is that your vision, that if Aboriginal people are given their rightful involvement in the development, that there is money there, there is the investment that's necessary, and that really we should be able together end the poverty and really move down that road to a much brighter day for
all children? Absolutely, absolutely. And in saying that, it also highlights the fact that we really have been fed crumbs and made welfare dependent. That did not come by us refusing to participate in the mainstream. It came about through almost a program that said, well, this colour people, the First Nation especially, that's the Aboriginal, they must be kept right back and right at the bottom of the socio-economic system. And that's about where we're going now, unless we take control right here and now. This is just for the federal elections, but there is also the territory elections coming up. And that's where people, my beautiful young people out there, have to think deep and hard and say, I will put my hand up. I would like to run from the safety of your culture. You do not have to become a white or a person that has been so assimilated that you no longer relate to your land, to your language, or to your country. You do not have to be that. You can be a Yolngu, a Pijinjara, a Yawara person, and you can say, I want to have a say in my country and where we're heading. And that's where we're going. This is what I'd like to show people, that yes, we can and we will.
Thank you, Rosalie. There will be young people and old people who will listen to you and will feel like I do, knowing you through all of these years, that it's your experience, it's your wisdom. That comes with living a long time, seeing a lot of history, but you've always raised your voice. I think you give every one of us in Australia a reason to feel inspired that we can do better than we're doing now. There are a lot of things we can do so much better.
Well, it's part of being a human being as opposed to being a predator who is going to kill everything that's weaker than yourself. We are of the human race.
Thank you, my sister, and I hope it goes well.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.